Hello and welcome to Watch Talk Across the Pond. And that is the fact now. Bill is back across the pond. So we are talking across the pond, not actually across my dining table today. Bill, it's been a few weeks now. You've been back to America, and I know we've been tied up with different things, and this is the first episode since you've been back. So,
I
you
think you
know.
guys are confused about it being a pond, by the way. It's an ocean. It's not
Well,
really a
now you've
pond.
flown over it. It's definitely. And just tell us who sat next to you on the plane when you flew back to America.
I had the lead singer from The Alarm sitting next
Yes.
to me.
And 99% of our listeners are saying, "Who the
Who?
hell is the alarm?" But when Bill, after the flight, sent me the message and said, "Do you know the alarm?" I was like, "What?" There was a few months in my life, in my teens, when they were my favorite band. They were great. 68 Guns. It was just like I played that nonstop. You know, it was a teenage sort of record player. I probably spent about 3 or 4 weeks of my life doing nothing but listening to that
He's a cool guy.
record. I'm
He's a
so
good guy.
jealous that you sat next to the, I can't even, I don't know his name actually, but the lead singer of The
Peter?
Alarm.
Yeah, Peter, I think is what his name is.
Oh, fantastic. And you said that you can get free tickets, bag some free tickets off him next time he's in America. You've just got to message him and say you were the guy that sat next to him on the plane.
Exactly. We were talking about music and life. It was a good
Oh.
time.
So just, well, if you come, you know, next time you come over to England, let's email him as well. Let's try and yeah, I'd love to go and see him.
We'll go
Absolutely
meet him
love
in
to.
Welsh, in Wales.
In fact, I'm quite determined now. I think after this session, I'm going to look him up on the internet and try and see if I can see him anyway. If he's touring around, I
Yeah.
would love to go and see him.
Say you sat next to him on a plane. Just say, hey, I'm guessing he's just waiting
Oh,
for
I'm the
someone to
guy.
say I
Yeah,
sat next to you on a plane.
I got a house in America and a house in England, and I'm the guy. Yeah,
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll blag a couple of tickets off. Well, you can blag them for me. Fantastic. I love that. Yeah, great. So today, shall I announce what the plan is? We have got an amazing plan for our listeners today. So please stay tuned, or if you know, pause it to go get yourself a cup of tea and things. Come back and listen to the full show because I think it's going to be quite a good one. We're going to talk about two things, and there is a connection. First one is, does size matter? Okay, so when you start laughing, we're talking about the size of the watch, you know, as in large, small, whatever. So we're going to explore that, and then we're going to talk about novelties. So we're only a few weeks away now from watches and wonders. Wonders equals novelties. So, and I'll explain novelties in a minute and what we're referring to by that one. And the connection is, it seems that quite a lot of the novelties now are the smaller sizes that are becoming popular. So, okay. So I'll just very briefly read out what novelties means, and then I'm going to go straight over to Bill to find out his take on this one, to let him have a say. I've talked nonstop. Right. So a novelty item, or simply novelty, is an object which is specifically designed to serve no practical purpose and is sold for its uniqueness, humor, or simply as something new.
Okay.
So what?
Would like the Ulysses Nardin sex count as a novelty? You know, the one where the guy's
Yeah,
banging the
and
girl?
am I right in thinking, did that come out at something like Watches and Wonders?
I don't know. All I know is it's funny.
I would think, at least Nodin, I've got a lot of novelties. They are the, I think you'll find out of kind of most people I can think of, that they would be quite high on the novelties list. Am I right in
What's
thinking that?
confusing me about this novelty's definition is it says it serves no purpose, whereas it still tells the time. So how is
Well,
that not a
I think
purpose?
it's maybe we should interpret that as it serves no extra or further purpose to what, you know, a watch that's not a novelty tells the time the same. So there's no extra purpose. But just to go on, I think when I wrote to you the other day about covering this, I put often limited editions, and particularly for such as watches, maybe I got this from somewhere else, often limited editions, and particularly for such as what watches and wonders. And I put one wonders equals novelties. So they're quite often limited editions, special editions, collaborations, maybe the bigger, the smaller, the
like
certain
the
colors,
Godfather,
themes. Yeah.
like the Godfather, Jacob and Co.
Yeah, that would be an example. That's limited. That's a definite novelty. Jacob and Co. Wow, you've done it. You've come with two brilliant example of companies, haven't you? Straight away, Elise Nodin and Jacob and Co. And they're just great. When you see videos from them companies, you know, unless you start, sell something big like your house or something, you're not going to be able to afford one. But you don't care. It's just like a piece of art. I don't need to buy, a famous painting or painting by, an expensive painting. I can. It's enjoyable to look, see photos of it or go to the museum, go to an art gallery and see it. Mm. And I think, people can go to, one of the things about Watches and Wonders is they can see these novelties. It's not just about seeing normal watches that you can just pick up and buy. I think, that's why somebody, that's one of the reasons to go to someone like Watches and Wonders to see
where
these
is
novelties.
It this year? It's in Switzerland?
I think, again, it's Switzerland. I'm guessing it's Geneva, just the same. It's beginning of April, so a few weeks from now, two, 3 weeks from now.
Oh, shit. I can't take off any more days of work, but I totally want to join.
Oh, it'd be so good.
You going? And
Abdul, no, I'm. It's, I can't. It's bad timing. It's sort of between two holidays for me. Late March, I've got on holiday, and then I've got a couple of weeks in April, but it sort of doesn't quite, it's a tricky one. That
do your kids ever go to school?
Not. We have full terms and half terms, not that much. The university is just a full term. So I work at a college, which in our country is like your
high school.
It's high school equivalent, isn't it? So I've got, do you want me to actually read out? I've actually got Watch Pro, which is Watch Pro.
Glasses out.
Which got my reading glasses on. Which Britain's most influential watch title. So this is for watch professionals. I don't pay for this. I get it sent every, I think it's every month or every couple of weeks for free. And they have a little section in Watch Pro currently called 2023 Novelties. And let's go through a couple of these. So this is the, not the latest edition, the one before. And there is Rado, Captain Cook, X Marina Ormansder Heartbeat.
Old Man's Heartbeat?
Is the latest timepiece from Watchmaker Company, best known for its pioneering use of materials, push aesthetic boundaries. The new watch was made in collaboration with designer Marina Ormansder. This Rado is actually 36 millimeter steel case.
The Rado?
With a yellow gold PVD finish. You seen it? Look at the strap. That a lot of the ladies wear straps like that. They're sort of wrapped around the wrist as well.
The snake straps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. I made it up.
36 mil. I mean, there's a ball there, look, which is a sort of, it's a diver with a chronograph and everything.
I like my balls.
So a quick look to see if there's anything. This is the latest Watch Pro magazine. Oh, yeah, there was the Farah 36 millimeter. That looks like
a novelty.
But I think it's to do with the size, because the original 39.5. And the other company that's just done this as well, I'm going on to size a bit now, aren't I, which is our other topic, is Seiko have announced in the last couple of days Seiko 5 are doing quite a lot of their range, which is typically around about, well, it can vary, 37, 38, 39. But they're bringing a lot of them out exactly the same, but in 36 millimeters.
Wow.
So that is quite big news at the minute. And there's a Zenith Defy Skyline 36 mil.
I do like the Zenith.
And it's actually sort of in a sort of pink, a blue, and a pea green.
Ew. So,
pink it, one for the ladies, pink it and shrink it. And we know other companies that have done this. Christopher Ward have done it. Christopher Ward have bought
pink
their...
pink it and shrink it. That's a good one.
Their Rolex did it to start with. Obviously, everyone's copied off Rolex.
Okay.
And most of the other companies that have actually bought out the 36 millimeters tends to be the ones without the bezel. Like what's the Rolex called? It's the Date just is it something like that? What's the about the date? What's the one
the
called?
Oyster Perpetual.
OP. Yeah, I think they all look a bit like OP, don't they? They're all sort of so there's Farah, Zenith, Chris Ward, Seiko are just doing their own, not actually OP copies, which is a little bit better. And just about every other watch company has done
Seiko's
it as well.
Seiko's doing their trash, dude. Oh my God. Seiko
Ooh,
is
go and wash
trash.
Your mouth out. You are a proud Seiko 5 owner, aren't you?
I'm mad at them for the specs of that watch.
I know it's not got sapphire crystal. I should have told you that, shouldn't I? In the shop, I forgot to tell you that.
Jerk offs.
you bought it very, you, it was a very instant decision. You literally walked past the window, saw it, and then 5 minutes later, after champagne had gone to your head, you bought it.
I don't think twice when I buy shit. I just buy it, and I suffer the consequences later.
I should have told you that the Seiko 5 is the basic Seiko line, and it doesn't even have a sapphire crystal.
No sapphire crystal. The water resistance is 10 bar. Like, fuck you, Seiko, for making a sports watch that sucks.
Not got a screw-down crown either, has it? I don't think.
Dickheads. I hate Seiko.
Oh man, but it does look good. It's the Brian May, isn't it?
Oh, it's
it?
So sexy.
It looks great. Yeah, so what you can play.
That's the only original one that they make. Like, that's like the attention to detail on that is fire. Whereas usually their attention to detail on those Seiko 5s is like garbage.
No, they did a collaboration with something cardigans recently, and I wanted one and they sold out really quick. Look it up, something cardigans, and cardigans. Yeah, like blazers, something blazers, like blazing blazers, maybe blazing blazers. Seiko, something blazers, blazing blazers. That
Sports 5.
Yeah.
Blazing blazers, the orange one?
The one with all the little flaggy, the different colours, like the indices are different colours.
Oh, the flaggy one? Ew, you like that?
That sold out straight away. If you got one of them, and I think it wasn't cheap. It was about 600 quid, 500 or 600 quid. If you've got one of them, I think you'll be selling that now for close to 1,000. I'm guessing.
This ugly looking thing.
Yeah, it's not a very good photo, though, is it? Can you not see the whole watch? Oh, it is the old watch. Yeah. Well, that actually is not doesn't do justice to that photo, but that nice little box set with a different NATO, a bit like yours, really. And that thing sold out. You couldn't get one. It just sold out instantly. And I'm guessing you've made a few hundred if you've got one of them.
I like this guy. I forget his name, though. You know this guy, the Asian guy from, he plays the dad in that Chinese show. He also plays Kim Young-jun or whatever Korean leader is.
No. Is he to do with that?
I guess so. He's cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe you know that Asian guy.
No, it's probably not popular over here.
You said you watch a lot of American movies. You got to watch The Dictator.
Well, we do, but it doesn't mean to say what's popular in America is popular over here, does it?
You never heard of The Dictator, where they like go to Kim Young-jun and he's like a sweet guy?
No, so in our country, we watch things that have been made in America, but they're not necessarily things that you watch in America or are popular in America.
Fair enough.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like you've never watched Fawlty Towers. Having said that, Fawlty Towers isn't very politically correct, so it's probably not on TV over here anymore. But Fawlty Towers, you know, historically has been extremely popular, but you've never heard of it.
Yeah, but that was popular when you were like a kid, though.
No, well, yeah. Okay, you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's coming back out anyway. So
I bet you the younger generation, I bet you if we asked that girl in the shop, she'd have no fucking clue what Fawlty Towers is.
No, they haven't. I've tested the theory before. I've asked my students, none of them have a clue what it is. So you're right. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. So, yeah, so it was Blazing Blazers, wasn't it?
Why don't you buy it?
I couldn't get it. I would have done.
You should have ordered it right then and there, Dean.
You couldn't.
You know you fucked up.
You couldn't. It sold out. You couldn't
you
get
know
it.
You fucked up, Dino.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You wait too long. You got to make split decisions like me.
Have I got to put on this episode yet again that it contains swearing?
if you made split decisions, your watch collection would be crazy. You'd have Rolexes. You'd have gold Omegas. You'd be killing it right now, Dean.
Oh, man. I know. Well, you know, if we had a crystal ball, eh? We'd have all bought a Rolex years ago, wouldn't we? Right. Well, you did.
I did.
You know, I would have done. You're true. I would have done. So I don't know. So what do you think then for the novelty? Do you think it's a good idea, like watches and wonders?
No.
You
Because to
don't?
me, those aren't novelties. A novelty to me is like the casino watch by Invicta, or like the like something that is literally a novelty, not a Farber with fucking pink dial. That's not a novelty to me.
Well, the
That's
Faro had a
BS.
sort of very nice colored dial. That's like a coppery salmon.
Copper salmon dial, yes, but it's not a novelty. A
Beautiful.
novelty is like a joker or like something that's funky. That's not really
Oh,
funky.
there was a joker, wasn't there? Was it? Can you
Yeah,
remember
the
that
Joker
one?
watch. Yeah, like that's a friggin' novelty and a
And
half.
it was the eyes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was the eye. That watch
Those
is
are
great.
novelties. The other
That watch
ones,
is great.
what you just showed me, none of them are novelties. They were just regular watches.
Yeah, so there you
So I want
go.
to talk to whoever's in charge of Watches and
No,
Wonders and tell him that he needs to get his fucking eyes checked because he's clearly putting.
no, hold on. This I just showed you at the magazine. I think a lot of them at Watches and Wonders are what you're saying. I mean,
Oh, good.
there was a Grand Seiko, wasn't there, that had some sort of double force tourbillon balance, and it was the one that Abdul was really obsessed, not obsessed, but Abdul told us all about. Can you remember?
Yeah, Abdul loves that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, he's the man. I think we've got to get him on, haven't we? When Watches
Yeah,
and
what
Wonders are on, we've got to get
the
him
hell
on
is
to
he
talk
doing?
about the watches.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly. He's got a live stream from there.
he seems to have been on holiday a lot and touring around a lot of things. He seems to keep sending photos in with pyramids and things in the background.
That's the German way. Let me just go not do work forever.
Well, more like the Egyptian way at the minute. He seems to be been traveling around for like, ever since he did an episode with us, which was
I
about a year
know.
ago.
You've seen the pictures of Egypt? I want to go there so bad.
Oh, looks good, doesn't it? The
You know how much
pyramid,
a
yeah.
Rolex in Egypt would cost?
A lot cheaper, isn't it?
Well, no, it's the same price. It's just in their dollars, it's a quarter of a million
Right.
Egyptian whatever. That's insane to think about. A quarter of a million
Damn.
Egyptian whatever. Like that's Egyptian pounds, I think it is, but that's insane. You know the cheapest place to buy a Rolex is?
Kazakhstan,
Switzerland.
Switzerland, right? Oh yeah, because
Because
they're
they don't mark it up because they don't have to ship the thing.
Oh well, there you go. That's the place to go. Now, oh yeah,
When are we
on
going to
about
Switzerland? When are we going to
Well,
Switzerland?
I'm open to go sort of quite close to the border. Caroline's been checking out some skiing place, which
No,
is
I want to
quite
go do
close
a
to the
watch
border,
thing with
so
you, Dino. I want to do a watch thing where we window shop and bug the people.
Oh yeah, well I'm good at that apparently.
And you're
I
perfect at watch window shopping. You're like the window shopping king. I got to learn
am.
from you.
I am. Yeah, you don't rashly buy a watch without investigating it a bit more first.
Always irrationally buy.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. No, I mean, I do like the fact that the novelties are
Not novel.
well,
More
no,
cheap.
I do like, I enjoy Watches and Wonders for the novelties, that's what I'm trying to say.
So does
And the new
size matter?
releases. Well, it's new releases as well, isn't it? As
Do you think
well. You
size
see.
matters?
Oh, size, we're going to size now.
Yeah.
Not as much as a lot of people. I think a lot of people, if you look on social media, it's like, but every other post is like, oh, I've got this new watch, but I think it might be too big for me. It might be too small. It
Yeah.
might, you know, so I mean, look, just bloody wear any size, for God's sake. Big ones look good and look quite masculine, and they work, especially with chronographs and diver watches. For dress
I
watches,
think it matters.
it doesn't matter, does it?
I
Just
think it
wear
does.
them. You
I
think it
think it
does
matters a
matter?
little bit. I think the smaller watches look a little bit more luxurious. The
Okay.
38s to 36 to, they
But does
look
that work with type?
luxurious.
So is that in sort of more dressy type, like the Orson Perpetual
Yeah.
for smaller? Which are the ones that are coming out in particular smaller?
Even a dive watch. I had a Baume & Mercier. That thing was like 36. It was
Yeah.
tiny. But like it still looked fantastic,
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I've been wearing constantly a couple of Boulder watches, which are 44 millimeters.
Holy shit.
The GMT, the Sprite green and black bezel GMT, and the all black PVD, which is the same case but looks smaller because it's all black.
I think
And
44 is fine.
I've been really enjoying them. That
Yeah.
I've gone bigger again. And I see that black one is almost a bit like a Panerai, like Boulders. But, you know, I feel like I'm wearing a Panerai when I wear that one.
You want to hear a Panerai story?
Yeah, go on.
My boss
is it funny?
It's kind of funny. My boss has been going on about how he has a Panerai. Mm. And he goes, I want to sell it. I never wear it. It just kind of collects dust underneath my bed. So I'm like, all right, bring it in. Maybe I'll buy it from you.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting weeks. He finally remembers to bring it in. He brings it in. Guess what he has?
Go on.
A Parnas.
Homage
watch. A Parnas is an homage watch.
I can just imagine. Yeah.
Looks just like a Panerai. He thought it was a Panerai. A customer gave it to him telling him it was a Panerai.
Yeah.
And it was a Parnas.
Oh, God. It's a bit like Relax, isn't it? Sort of, instead of Rolex or something, you know, whatever. As soon as you said it, I think I've heard of the brand. I've heard of the brand, actually.
It fooled me. I thought it was a Panerai for a second. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where's the serial number? Where's all the documentation? Like, where's all the shit that it should have, you know?
Mm.
And then I started doing some research. I'm like, wait a minute. That's just a... Because they do the same sort of markings. Mm. They call it like a marine something, like just like a Panerai does.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I know that was a different situation, but somebody who buys a watch like that, they'd just be better off going to buy another watch which looks pretty similar, but is just a more unique design. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's literally like the closest you can get to an homage. I mean, a fake. Mm. That's literally the closest you can get.
Yeah, I can't see the point in that. Just go with something like a micro brand that, you know, as it's not the same look, but it's just maybe because Panerai are big, they're quite dark, they're quite a bit military looking. Just get something else, you know, or save up and get a Panerai. But these cheap homages, they're not my thing anyway. But I mean, some people like them. So
he was asking for $1,500 still after he found out it was fake. And I'm like, well, not fake, homage. And I'm like, dude, it's a $36 watch.
Yeah, and yeah.
Like, got all offended. So I felt bad.
Oh, and that was your boss.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to be careful there, mate. Yeah.
I don't care. Fire me, bitch.
You love your job. You're doing well. You know, you're earning good money for your watches and things, aren't you?
Yeah.
So cool. How's your watch shop going these days? You seem. I know when you were over here, you seem to have a lot of sales going on. You got some sort of big international business ongoing and things.
I had 2 sales this week. Brilliant. And I sent the wrong thing to one of them. So I got to fix my boo-boo.
Oh, Bear, why was you off the ball with that one, buddy? What was you thinking?
Because every one of the things that the person ordered were 20 millimeters, except for one that was 22. So when I saw 20, I'm like, oh, he just got 20s all across the board. So
I sent straps. 20s,
just a strap. Yeah, no big deal.
So your straps are doing well. But what about your watches?
I sold one watch this week.
Oh, well done. Yeah, oh, that's good. That's really good, mate. You know, any watch news?
No, I got my watches that I ordered in the Haim.
Yeah,
I like it. I love that.
Cool.
Thing.
Oh, is that too? Oh, so expect some review on that soon. Yeah, I've got the.
We already got a review of that. We already reviewed it.
Oh, have you reviewed that one?
Remember the Haim, the salmon dial?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before you did it, you weren't going to buy it then, et cetera. Yeah.
I also got a Basile that just came in that I'm going to review.
Okay.
And a Ugly Watch Co.
Okay. Soon. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. You've done an Ugly Watch though recently, haven't you?
But this one's going to be a micro rotor.
Okay. Oh, I like the micro rotor thing. They sort of are quite popular again at the minute, aren't they?
I think they're sharp looking watches. Also, in other news, I got fan mail the other day.
Oh, you sent something through. I couldn't quite read it. It was.
I got a letter and a watch, a Bosak.
They called you Lord.
They call me Lord.
Lord. And I sent something through about Lord of the Dance.
I'm Lord of Awesomeness.
I think you're Lord of the Dance.
Okay. I'll be Lord of the Dance.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. You are the Lord of the Dance, Eddie.
So dance, monkey, dance.
Brilliant. Brilliant, buddy. Well, I think we might have pretty much exhausted that one. Any more points on either the watch size or the novelties?
What's coming in, Dean? You need to buy a new watch. You haven't bought one in years.
Well, I'm going to buy these Boulder watches, the Odyssey GMT, and the new Odyssey 44mm, the black PVD one.
Mm.
I put a video out the other day. I know that there was somebody who'd gone to the Get Together said he was going to buy the back PVD as well. Yeah, so I'm going to buy them. So eventually, sweet, these ones I've got will be going back to Boulder. But I'm in no rush at the minute because, you know, until they go back to Boulder, I'm going to get a chance to review them first and what have you. So expect reviews to come out pretty soon. And so that's, you know,
this is awesome.
Two quite expensive. I mean, one of them is a true GMT, so that's quite pricey. I think currently on the website is about $760.